Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepard, back in just a moment.
Go on the offensive against weeds with Antares Complete from Helena. Antares Complete eliminates early weed competition with long-lasting residual control of broadleaf weeds and grasses. With a balanced premix of three herbicides, Antares Complete combats herbicide resistance and helps soybeans achieve a faster, more vigorous start to the season. Take a tactical first strike against weeds and protect your soybeans early with Antares Complete. Always follow label instructions and check registration before use. Contact your Helena representative to learn more.
LivestockMarket.com puts you in control when buying or selling commercial livestock, seed stock, or show stock. The easy-to-use online platform at LivestockMarket.com offers private treaty, online auction, and live auction internet bidding. Animals are sold before they ever leave your place. And with LivestockMarket.com, there's no middleman. Buyers connect directly with livestock and hay producers. There's no easier way to find buyers for cattle, sheep, goats, pigs, and hay. Sell on your terms today with LivestockMarket.com.
Well, the latest World Agricultural Supply and Demand Estimates, or the WASDE report, came out on Friday. I had an opportunity to visit with Rich Nelson, who gave us the ins and outs of the WASDE.
This is often kind of a quiet report ahead of those end-of-the-month numbers. And end-of-the-month, we get the quarterly grain stocks report, which is kind of a big deal for telling us about feed residual usage, kind of an unknown category. And the other one is, of course, the prospective plantings, which will be a very big deal for these next few weeks and months ahead. For today's report covering only old crop issues, on the corn side, USDA did not touch any of the U.S. demand numbers. They left ending stocks unchanged, just under 2.2 billion bushels. Numbers for soybeans on the domestic side here, this was unchanged as well, 315 million bushels. We did see a mild change for the U.S. wheat numbers, in this case, recognizing little problems with exports. So about a 15 million bushel increase there. And heck, looking at the South American numbers as well for the corn side, no changes for Brazil. Argentina only up 1 million ton. And discussions for this soybean issues on Argentina, no change there. Only a 1 million drop for Brazil. So relatively a quiet report for USDA's viewpoint here.
Would you say it's still a little bit bearish for wheat?
We do have to say so. And these still are generally kind of tight U.S. numbers as well as tight world numbers, but we're still being priced off this world competition issue. And we have a concern because both Russia as well as EU wheat prices hit brand new lows yet again for this long-term downtrend. So still a bit of a concern as far as this competition viewpoint here.
To hear my complete conversation with Allendale's Rich Nelson, go to OklahomaFarmReport.com. Well, the 109th Oklahoma Youth Expo is set to kick off March the 12th through the 22nd. Our own Ron Hayes had the opportunity to catch up with OIE's Executive Vice President Cass Newell to talk a little bit about this year's big expo.
Well, we are really excited to be at the 2024 Oklahoma Youth Expo, all moved in. There are some changes for the show this year, some schedule changes that are going to make things a lot easier for this year, I think. We were really fortunate this year. We actually don't overlap with basketball this year, so we won't have the overnight move-in into the Gym Norick. So because of that, we're going to show in there a day earlier than normal. So we'll start showing in there on Saturday. So the U-Show's actually moved up a little, and they'll do a separate showmanship and have the U-Show as well on Saturday. The Gilt Show is moved up an entire day, so that's going to give us a little time in between the Gilts and Barrows to do some cleaning, do some biosecurity measures, and then the Gilt Sale has also changed dates. Swap some dates around there that second week. Legislative Show this year is on Monday, and the Gilt Sale is on Tuesday, and it's going to be held in Expo Hall this year.
More information about OIE can be found on their Facebook page, their website, or you can even download their app from the App Store. Be sure to check out the upcoming BigIron.com online auction Wednesday, March the 27th, featuring Meyer Beef and Grain LLC. There's going to be plenty of well-maintained pieces for bid in O'Keene, Oklahoma, including a 2021 John Deere self-propelled sprayer, a 2019 Massey Ferguson self-propelled windrower, a 2014 John Deere four-wheel drive tractor, and much, much more. No reserves, and all items are lien-free, so register to place your bids today at BigIron.com. Big Iron Auctions, rural connections, respected values, and real deals. That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepard on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.